We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One thing you've got to say, at this particular point in time, if you're looking for choices on either side of the aisle, Republican, Democrat, got a lot of people running. But then there's the whole independent thing. And joining us is Oz Griebel. He's running as an independent for governor. He and Monty Frank. Monty will be running for lieutenant governor. And they're out there. They're pushing it. And let's get him on here for this one. So you have a different take on this, Oz. I think it's kind of cool. By the way, it's oz4govct.com. oz4govct.com. A people's convention, right?
Well, yes. Good morning, Ray. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Our convention's on Tuesday, the 18th, and it's the No Parties, No Politics, Just Solutions convention, and it's promoting the independent approach to government here in Connecticut under the Griebel Frank administration next January.
Well, we had both you and Monty in a couple months
right.
ago, and you know Monty, quite a guy. He's a lawyer. He's from Newtown too, right? I believe
right.
he is.
Yep.
Cornell.
Finished the Team 26 ride
yes.
on Tuesday.
Really, really nice guy. And you guys get along well, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to check. So okay.
Yeah, don't start any rumors out there.
They can't stand each other, people. I just want you to know. Okay, so here's the deal. This convention will be taking place at Infinity Hall. It'll be Tuesday night. I think it's 5:30 to 8, I think it is.
Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30, correct.
Okay. And what exactly is going to happen here? I know you're doing a town hall the night before, but is
right.
this kind of like that, or what's going to happen here?
Well, no, the town halls we've been doing in individual locations just to get out and build our network. So that one on Monday happens to have been previously scheduled in Simsbury. This is an opportunity to bring all the people who have been working with us, who are as volunteers together. It's an opportunity for people who are curious about the campaign. And what our principles are to be there. It's an opportunity for us to talk about our key issues. So we've got a couple of folks coming in from national organizations that have been involved in independent campaigns elsewhere in the country, in part just to make sure that people understand that there is a desire, not just in Connecticut, but elsewhere, to have a third choice on the ballot. So they'll give an overview of that. We've got a number of folks coming in who have been supporting us and talking about why this campaign is important to them as an individual. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Monty will be talking, and I'll be talking about our key principles and how we propose not to go not only go about finishing this campaign and winning on November 6th, but more importantly, how we plan to go about right. implementing the structural change that's needed for economic and employment growth here in the state of Connecticut over the long term.
You know, and the fact is we have had independents run before, and I'm
right.
thinking, did Lowell Weicker run as a Republican or as Connecticut Party?
He started the Connecticut Party, and you know, it just as a quick aside here to put a tribute, I'm sure you've had many already today.
Oh, Eunice Glorick. Yeah.
I had the privilege, like so many people, of knowing her and knowing her husband, Tom, and they really have always epitomized to me what makes this state so great. The concept of independent thinking, the concept of focusing on the common good, and it was humbling to know her and Tom as friends, and really try to do the best I can to replicate the kind of values that they represented for their lives here in Connecticut.
Oz, what do you need to do now? I know when we last talked, you were
right.
getting petitions signed. Is
right.
that still there? And what exactly is the bar you have to cross to be able to get to run as an independent?
We have to secure 7,500 signatures of registered voters, Ray. I appreciate the question. We're probably collected north of 6,000.
Okay.
And our goal is to get this wrapped up by the middle of the month, then by the end of the month. And we're very fortunate to have over 150 people who have been helping us solicit those signatures. We've gotten great response when we talk to people. People have had us in their homes for meet and greets. We've been to Rotary clubs, church groups, employers, really getting the message out and asking for people's support in that regard. So it's a little bit of a archaic process in terms of how you have to go about
sure.
and actually get people to sign something as opposed to doing it online. But it's a tremendous opportunity to do retail politics, and that's the heart of what this campaign is about.
Well, yeah, you know, and the other thing is, as an independent, you do have one disadvantage, and that is, in fact, you don't have the Democratic Party behind you,
right.
You know, all that infrastructure, same for the Republicans, such as
right.
it is. So anyway, you have to actually build an organization, because that's the way it goes, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are an entrepreneurial effort. The little metaphor I've used is just think of this as five or six people getting together since last August in a garage every Saturday morning, building a product, building a marketing plan,
yeah.
identifying who's going to work with you on it. And we've made very steady, substantial progress since last August, and our momentum continues to build. But it's definitely an entrepreneurial effort, and that's really what makes it a lot of fun,
yeah.
Ray. The ability to be straightforward in your ideas and straightforward in your answers. And really get people excited about building an independent approach so that we can reignite private sector confidence in the state and get job growth back here, which has been been lacking now for 30
yeah.
years, no net job growth in the state for that
yeah.
period. And it really is, our view is that only an independent governor, an independent lieutenant governor, can work with both parties in the legislature, bring the private sector, some of our most important minds in the state to the table as well, and really form a team. It's going to identify the issues and implement the solutions.
Okay. By the way, it's oz4govct.com. That's
correct.
oz4govct.com. You can make a donation. If I want to sign a petition, though, how do I do this?
If you send an email to that website, we will find you. We will meet you anytime, any place, anywhere. Right. So it's
okay.
This is what we're doing. And also, it's anytime anybody wants to, any group of folks who want to hear about this campaign, this is what I'm doing, and I literally go to, you know, see two people, 20 people, 200 people.
Okay.
That's how we get the word out and get people excited and get them engaged in the process to ensure victory on November 6th.
And don't forget the People's Convention coming up on the 15th. Runs from 5:30 until 8:30 with my dear friends at Infinity Hall.
Yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
Good luck to you, Oz.
Great to talk with you, Ray. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Yep. You know, hey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.